Okay, we're going to have some visuals here that to show the personalist versus impersonalism and the mentality and approach and value system that developed in ISKCON. So you have the austere, heavy Brahmachari Swami, Saffrangai there, who is considered very advanced. He was considered very advanced because of that austere and renounced position, and he's saying that, you know, it's about eating less, not enjoying the senses, abstaining from all sense enjoyment, all that kind of stuff. He was preaching to us a little bit. And then we can show how the personalist says the same thing. And why? Because he only knows this world and all the forms and personality and all of that and sense perceptions and all of it as being false, as being part of Maya. And therefore and this is of course the Buddhist outlook too. So then the spiritual path, spiritual advancement means just that. Renounce the austere, indifferent, not care at all about this world and what's going on here because it's all Maya. But then you have the devotee, and then we can show the visuals there that the devotee sees, looks at the world here, and sees that although it is temporary, all the forms and all the personalities and everything here including the senses and sense perceptions and enjoyments, have their origins in the spiritual eternal reality. The only illusion here really is the ignorance of forgetting that and how Krishna is at the center of it all. We do that lust we have for each other, you know, that will transform into love. Real thing, because we are looking at kind of a mirror reflection, the tree there in the water.